Welcome back to WBOI Presents. I'm Ben Clemmer, producer of this program, and I'll be your host. Steve Butes, associate professor of Spanish and Latin American literature at IPFW, also serves as director for the UC2 initiative. He will be moderating a conversation between Lin Q, David Calderon, and Fernando Zapari, and he's going to introduce the three of them now. Enjoy.
We have three panelists. This is meant to be a free-flowing conversation, talking about their experiences working in manufacturing, talking about the community. But in general, we're going to cover three topics. The first is finding Fort Wayne. So hear a little bit about how people arrived in Fort Wayne, hear about the international community here in our region. The second will be finding the factory, so how people were connected to manufacturing work. And the third is finding family and community, so talking a little bit about the relationship between work and family. And obviously, depending on their background, each of our panelists is going to have a vastly different point of view, and importantly, different experiences that they're willing to share with us and that we want to hear about today. So I'm going to have each of them introduce themselves, and then we'll get started.
Hi, my name is Lynn. I'm here today as a Burmese community representative. I speak four languages. My first language is called Mon. We have a lot of population, Mon population in Fort Wayne, if you know. My second language is Thai. I grew up in Thai, and my third language is Burmese. So English is my fourth language, of course. I arrived here since 2008, July, to Nashville, Tennessee, and then after a month, we moved here.
My name is David Calderon. I am from El Salvador in Central America, and I speak Spanish, some English, at least to let me understand, and I live here in Fort Wayne the last 19 years.
My name is Fernando Zapari. I was born in Mazatlan, Mexico. I came to this country in 1978, and I speak Espanol, it's my main language, and I speak some English, poquito, you know, I struggle with the pronunciation, you know, still, but I love Fort Wayne. I really, truly love Fort Wayne, and I'm so glad to be here.
The first topic is finding Fort Wayne, and we've talked just a little bit, 19 years, 10 years and longer here in the region. I wonder if each of you could spend a little time talking about your experiences in your home country. So what kind of work you did there, or what led you to the region?
Okay, like I say, I was born in Mazatlan. Mazatlan is a beautiful port in Mexico, and I used to work in a yacht. Believe it or not, the Young Wayne yacht used to be docked right next to our yacht. And we took people around the bay for tours every day. So that was like in the 70s, and I was a teenager. And then this lady from, I never hear of Fort Wayne before, Indiana, in my life. Neither Indiana or Fort Wayne. I hear Indianapolis because of the 500 race. So we met a lot of people every day on the boat. We took him out for a ride. We get to see him wave to Mr. John Wayne. Every once in a while, he would be on his dock and, you know, say hi. But one day, this lady that was already living here in Fort Wayne went to Mazatlan. We've been married for about 38 years now. And that's how I came to Fort Wayne. And that's what I used to do back in my home country in Mazatlan, Mexico. So, like I say, it took me a little while to adjust to, you know, from being from the ocean, beautiful Pacific Ocean, so many things to do. And Fort Wayne in 78 was kind of more dormant. It was very, very laid back. And it took me time to adjust. But, of course, we got married. We got four kids. We got five grandkids. And, you know, we live in the southeast side of Fort Wayne ever since. When I first arrived here, I remember I used to live right there on Pontiac Street and Henna. I forget, there's a little street, but it was pretty much right there on that. And I was back then, 78. Fort Wayne was not as diverse as it is today, back then. But I was embraced by the community there. And I say, why should I go? I mean, I love it where I live because it's so much diversity. My neighbors are African Americans, always been, Hispanic Latinos, Guatemalans, Salvadorans. We have now a Burmese neighbor on our side, and then another one lives across us, so it's beautiful. It really is. It's a different experience, and that's how we arrived about 38, 39 years ago here to Fort Wayne.
Well, as I say, I'm from El Salvador, the smallest country in Latin America, and I just worked in a radio station. I was DJ, music programmer, and I am the last in big family that started coming to United States in the 70s, early in the 70s. I am the last one, and I am the second in that family that came to United States through the big door. And I'm not exactly proud of that, but more than that, I'm not ashamed of how my family came to the United States. What the first to come was my mother in 1971, 72. And she came in the way that many Latin people come to the United States, through Mexico, through Guatemala, through the desert, through the line, illegal, undocumented. And I say I am the second one to came to the big door, because when I decided to come, that was on the first point I always told my mom when she started with the song, come on to United States, move to United States. I said, I don't want to go. Well, if I go, I don't want to go through the desert. I don't want to go undocumented. I want to go in the right way because I've been in war in my country 12 years, and I don't get rich by the bullets, but I don't wanna be dying in the desert. If you can get everything ready, I'm going. Most of the Latin people came to United States, California, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I don't wanna go there. I don't like big noisy cities. And my poor mom started looking where find a place. And even if we don't be together about 22 years ago, looks like all those kind of things that people say about mom and kids working. Because she came to this place and one day she told me, I have found a place that I think you would like. Hey, what is that? It's called Fort Wayne, Indiana. Fort Wayne, Indiana? What is that? I have heard about Indiana, nothing. So what is Indiana? The capital is Indianapolis. Oh, Indianapolis, yeah, I know about Indianapolis, yeah. Indianapolis 500, that's all I know. Indiana, has this song with Indiana Jones? I don't know, I have no idea. Indiana, maybe for the Indian people? So, at that time, was no computer to go Google it, right? and I started to look in some information where Indiana, but Fort Wayne. And I love Fort Wayne. I have lived the last 19 years here in Fort Wayne. And I love Fort Wayne. My third daughter born in Fort Wayne. I love this city. I love this community. And now I'm making boats in a factory, Brunswick. Before it was called Harris Coyote. I work in there, and I'm so glad to be here today.
I was born in Thailand. My high school diploma is from Burma. It's weird, right? When I was 11, my parents, they decided not to live together. So my dad wants to go back to live in Burma, that's where they moved to Thailand. Now, I was the baby one at home, so I was a daddy's girl. So of course I run behind my dad. I want to live with my dad. So out of those six kids, they didn't want to go back to Burma anymore because they know what it's like back then, you know. You all heard about our government. So they said, okay, good luck. You go with dad. Then I lived there. I was 11. I was fourth grade in Thai. And because of my dad keep teaching me Mon and Burmese the same time while I'm going to Thai school, so I kind of like can read. So when I go to Burmese school, they put me on the fourth grade. And that's how I finished my high school. In Burma, we only have 10th grade to graduate. At age of 23, I came back to Thailand, and that's when I someone introduced me to the UNHCR for they helping a refugee. And yes, I got married with my ex-husband for now, right now. And he's already a member, and he worked in the UNHCR helping refugee people. So I got into, you registered with the UNHCR. So back in 2005, they put all the Burmese refugee in the border of Thailand and Burma. I went there. We live in the refugee camp. No electricity, nothing, no fancy communication. So we lived for 3 years, and I had a home in there, my son, he's now 11. After 3 years, in July of 2008, I arrived to Nashville, Tennessee, which is really nice and beautiful city, of course. But I had no idea how famous that city is. And Hong's dad, he have lots of friends for Wayne, you know. They call us and saying that, guys, you guys should live here. Because in Fort Wayne, we say we start with like $9 an hour in any factory. You pay like $400 for rent, which is that's where we live, like $600 for rent. And if my ex-husband, he start working, he wouldn't get paid more than $7 an hour. So we decide to move here since then.
WBOI Presents will continue after a short break. Stay tuned.